Kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yup.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes?
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. And phone lines are open. I reckon the local call-in number, if you have free long distance, 512-248-8252. And again, 512-248-8252. If you do not have free long distance, which everyone has these days, even the Obama phones have free long, just kidding. But the toll-free number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So let's get to liberty. What is to be done, comrades? Again, being facetious, what is to be done? So as I see it, spiritual battle on the one side, you know, the biblical, the Holy Spirit, the helper, that kind of thing. On the other side, you know, theosophy, the divine wisdom of the ages, Swedenborgism, Blavatsky, Bailey, the Fabians, etc. George Bernard Shaw, Annie Besant, etc., etc., etc. And that's a whole big long discussion. I've gotten, you know, we've dug into that from time to time, and the influence, the pervasive influence, Rockefeller, you know, money, funding, the Lucius Trust, and all kinds of publications coming out of there and places like there, the influence of the National Council of Churches, you know, which should really, it's more like a, you know, Wicca institution, like, you know, it's covens, I would say, that they're trying to establish, really, in a quite a literal sense. But the National Council of Churches, World Council of Churches, infecting the denominational and even non-denominational organizations of so-called Orthodox Christianity, those who wonder about that kind of thing, maybe, you know, find a copy of The Union Jack. You'll be astonished. You know, it was published in 1971, I think. And, you know, wasn't the first, wasn't the last, but just read things like that and you see the deeply pervasive influence of these kinds of efforts, and the efforts gone to make sure nobody knows. I mean, the 19th century and early 20th century Theosophical Guard and Swedenborg Guard, you know, were, and there was a close overlap, you know, between a lot of the Masonic organizations, the lodges, and, you know, then you, I don't know, you can read Nesta Webster for some of that kind of stuff. But then you get into, what's his name? Sovereign Grand Commander Pike, Albert Pike, and that kind of stuff. Same time, incidentally, that, you know, Pike was coming on the scene, Nikolai Chernyshevsky was writing, "What is to be done, comrades? What is to be done? What is to be done? Burning questions of our movement." Lenin writes, "Burning questions of our movement." So there is this unification of effort, and these people sharing ideas, revolutionary socialist intellectuals, where are they getting these ideas? And basically all it is, in simple terms, is a way to pretend that you can replace God. So that's why I mentioned a lot of these thematic elements. And, you know, the more you look into this, the more you see this, what I would call spiritual influence and, you know, and spiritual element, and this going to the ascended masters kind of thing versus the Holy Spirit, and pretending that the devil doesn't exist, as Charles Baudelaire mused. And it's just fascinating. And so what is to be done, comrades? You know, crazy things are going on. And back to that email from Eleanor and those two paragraphs. While such ideas may not guarantee that everything will go smoothly over here in America, North America, she said, I'm passing this stuff on. But she said one guest pointed out that to be effective, practical ideas need common focus nationally. Tiny splinter groups trying independent things probably won't help much, was his point. And it's a valid point, you know. And for that matter, COINTELPRO, I don't think COINTELPRO went away. I think we've seen evidence of that just in the last 4 years or so. There's a lot of, you know, the intelligence community seems to be spying on everyone indiscriminately. And I don't just mean the American intelligence community. I mean, Five Eyes, 14 Eyes, 27, 59, you know, 927 eyes. All the eyes are spying. And, you know, the Total Information Awareness Network seems to be functioning in the fashion that guys like John Dee and Francis Bacon alluded to. You know, the society that will see all and be seen by none. So what do you do? COINTELPRO. And, you know, one of the things, just as a little aside here, speaking of spying and stuff, we've heard a lot about spying and things. Whatever happened to Dennis Montgomery? Wasn't that like a terabyte or more of documentation that he had? Been what, 2, going on 3 years since we really heard much about Dennis Montgomery? I thought Larry Klayman was, you know, a champion of freedom. What happened to the dossier that Dennis Montgomery handed over? You know, and so the big thing that Dennis Montgomery was talking about was that basically, you know, Congress, the Supreme Court, everybody was being spied on. And that obviously is something that can be weaponized to blackmail and suborn folks. John Brennan likes the word suborn. Anyway, this is happening. We get evidence of that from time to time, and then it sinks to the bottom of the memory hole. And we forget until the next time we're reminded. But, you know, what do you do? I agree. Practical ideas need common focus nationally. Tiny splinter groups trying independent things probably won't help much. And they'll get infiltrated anyway and probably get the Manchurian candidate treatment. You know, we get reminders from time to time. Malheur Wildlife Refuge, for example. More feds there than non-feds is what was revealed in the court proceedings. Feds everywhere. So, you know, you can pretty much guarantee that's going to happen. There will be infiltration. And, you know, like guys like Stalin say, the best way to lead the opposition is to start it sometimes, you know, to infiltrate it or maybe start it. Best way to control it is to lead it or maybe start it. So it's a real thing. And the spiritual aspect on that side, the ascended masters, theosophy, the divine wisdom, Swedenborgism, Blavatsky, Bailey, the Fabians, Shaw, Besant, etc., etc. They don't want you to know that they are getting, you know, inspiration, quote unquote, from the ascended masters, quote unquote. And there's evidence of this. I mean, this is, it may sound crazy to some people, but if it does, go listen to Jordy Rose for 5 minutes. Jordy Rose of Kindred AI presents super intelligent aliens are coming to Earth. What? What is that? Some kind of weird occult? No, that was a tech talk. That was at Tech Vancouver back in 2017. And that's the title of the Tech Vancouver YouTube video on Jordy Rose's talk. Jordy Rose of Kindred AI presents super intelligent aliens are coming to Earth. They're not demons. They're kind of like the Lovecraftian old gray ones. They're what? And he's really excited about that. You know, they should be here by 2030, he says. So get ready. They're going to land on the White House lawn. I'm being a little facetious, but not much. You know, he says, listen to guys like Sam Harris. And there is this spiritual element. It was, you know, 150, 170 years ago, coming forward, turn of the 20th century, up to today. You know, you have guys talking about this stuff, guys like Jordy Rose. And we've played some of the clips, you know, him saying, this machine, it's like an alien. I mean, it's like a living thing. It sounds like it has a heartbeat. It's, you know, it's really creepy when you start listening, I think anyway, to Jordy Rose and their little Ouroboros logo at Kindred. Kindred AI. So, you know, what's that all about? If it's not a thing, what's that all about? And then we start looking at these guys and how they, you know, historically, not so much anymore, they use different techniques to sort of occlude this information. But back when they were in the lodges, they would just use their initials to identify each other. Last name, you know, first and maybe middle initial. Notoriously, you know, two initials and a last name, so that you didn't necessarily know who they were. But now we have the internet, so it's pretty easy to pin down who was who back then. But why go to such efforts? If it's such a great thing, why not just put it all out there? And I, to me, that belies the true motive. If you're trying to hide it, you know, what the impetus is behind your utopian socialism, then that belies the true motive, in my opinion. It's just that simple. So what do we do? I'll give the simple piece on that, and then, you know, maybe some biblical inspiration. I planned on getting to Plato's Republic and the allegory of the cave today because I think that ties in. I think this is a good point to maybe offer that. What do you do? And part of the problem, as you know, as I know, is that we are not, there is a disparity of information and more specifically understanding. And there are a lot of folks who think they have some idea of what's going on and they really don't have a clue. And so I think the allegory of the cave is helpful to at least give us some what's the word? You know, to help us be sensitive to our fellow captives, our fellow slaves, the people who are just captivated by the Kool-Aid. And it's so difficult because it's everywhere. It's so pervasive. And it's so big. I mean, how could it possibly be wrong? I listened to the telescreen because how could it be wrong? So anyway, we'll get to that, probably get to that tomorrow. But the point in simple terms is, you know, in terms of what can be done, I'll get back to some specifics in a minute. But just in simple terms, I mean, I would say I've been talking about prayer quite a bit lately, you know, biblically based, Holy Spirit inspired prayer. Is a very powerful thing. I don't think it's an accident, excuse me, speaking of the spiritual battle, that during the COVID era, churches were told that they couldn't gather, but strip clubs could stay open. And churches, you know, congregants can't even gather in a parking lot in separate vehicles in some cases. We saw, you know, some media outlets reporting that. What would be the harm exactly of doing that? It's a very peculiar thing. Why even, you know, and that just really flies in the face of the First Amendment, a constitutionally safeguarded, God-given right to assemble and, you know, exercise your freedom of religion. We should be able to all come together and say, well, that's just un-American and weird. Why would you do that? And I think, you know, it's fairly self-evident that somebody or other doesn't want folks gathering to pray. Could it be because, like the Bible says, you know, where two or more, Jesus says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am also. Could it be that? Why else? Have we heard, are there just people falling over dead everywhere? Are parking lots, church parking lots where people gather to pray in their separate vehicles, are they hot spots? Spreading COVID like wildfire and people are just falling over dead? Like some of those early videos we saw from China. Somebody walked by a church with people gathered in the parking lot and they just fell over dead. It was crazy. And then 10 more people and 100 more. I don't think so. Then why? What is the justification, if not what I'm talking about? So I would say, let's pray. It's arguably the most powerful thing on earth you can do. And it's not, you know, you can't offer dubious kinds of efforts. That doesn't work. It has to be in the right heart, the right spirit. Psalm 51:17 says, in the King James, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. And so you have to, you know, come to him properly and, you know, not some dubious effort, but seriously, you know, for those concerned, I think this is the thing. And so getting back to that spiritual battle and the common focus versus the splinter groups, the Holy Spirit is omniscient and omnipresent. And so that is the organizing factor. And I think that is what is sought to be thwarted. And then there's this counter effort that's happening beyond the pale of, you know, the visible realm, if you will. That counter effort doesn't want you to know that it exists. And it wants you to believe that the thing that I just mentioned either is not real or doesn't work, while it goes about doing its business, you know, from beyond the pale of the visible realm. So hopefully that makes sense. In simple terms, that's how I would put it. And on that note, let's go to the phones and grab Chuck in New Jersey. Chuck, thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, speaking of bad guys tapping into the spiritual world, I just crossed over D.C. about 20 minutes ago on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, who was obviously a bad guy. Looking to my right, I can see the Washington Monument, the obelisk sticking in the air, which I question its existence and what it truly means as it sits in the center of a pentagram. So, you know, if people can harness power, evil power from spiritual realms, I surely believe that Washington, D.C. is a district of criminality in a district of evil in a spiritual sense.
Yeah. Tex Mars Mysterious yeah. Monuments is a fun study on that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir. I hear the break, Chris. Can I hold to the next hour?
No, thank no. You. We're Yeah, hang on. We'll be right back after this short break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We have Chuck in New Jersey, who is actually in D.C., rolling through D.C. on the phone. To your point, you know, like I said, Tex Mars Mysterious Monuments is an interesting study. And so, you know, from his perspective, I would say a Christian perspective, it's just interesting, you know, to your point about harnessing power and, you know, this, it's a funny thing. You know, the occult forces, they rely on all of this, you know, sorcery and witchcraft and divination and stuff, and they really take it very seriously. And I think on the other hand, you have Paul basically in the Bible going, nah, it's just stuff. So it's a funny dichotomy, yeah. At least in my opinion.
Absolutely. You were talking about the Gordy Rose, his computers that he makes, the computers. I think, Chris, they run at something like negative 100 degrees or keep them cool because they run at such a high speed. And I find it weird that also the COVID-19 vaccines, you have to keep at negative 82 Celsius, which is about negative 112 Fahrenheit. And that's something that we're injecting in our bodies that I think will then be later tied into these quantum computers on a track trace database. I find it, I don't think it's coincidental that the COVID shots are maintained at negative.
Yep.
I think it has a tie-in. And I haven't figured it out yet. I'm hoping Anthony Patch can maybe come on some shows and talk about that more. He seems to do really a whole lot of good research on that. And also, to your other point, Terry Mullis, he isn't here anymore to argue about PCR tests, is he?
Yeah,
he's another
how convenient.
Coincidental guy who, he's just not around anymore. It's so funny. I think last time we spoke, we talked about a bunch of people who just don't stick around at times when we need them to be a hero of sorts. Fascinating show today. Sir, I appreciate you always. I don't want to take up the time of a caller into your own voice, so... I wish all your calls blessings on you and RBN. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for your call and your thoughts. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. Much appreciated, as always. Lots of funny coincidences. And, you know, the Moscow rules and Goldfinger, right? Ian Fleming, or at Goldfinger. Mr. Bond, they have a saying in Chicago, once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, the third time it's enemy action. And you just see things like this. Again, I always think of Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines. Speaking of spiritual battle, what the heck is a spiritual machine? Jordy Rose probably would have something to say on that. Published in 1999, this is what the future is going to look like. Anyway, in chapter 11, 2029 by 2029, here's what we can expect to see. He says direct neural pathways will be perfected to the human brain, and we can bypass, we can augment or bypass certain regions of the brain, like with a, from the web or in a neural implant. Regions like visual pattern recognition and long-term memory. Now, why would you want to augment or replace those regions specifically? Those are the two that he mentions, Kurzweil in the Age of Spiritual Machines. Why? Why those two regions? Mr. Bond, they have a saying in Chicago, once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, third time it's enemy action. I don't know why they would want to target those two regions of the brain, but... Again, I digress. So I want to get back to specifics on this thing that I'm talking about and what we can do, because in all seriousness, I think there is something that we can do. So you have Merrick Garland, confirmation hearings, day two yesterday. Systemic racism, institutional racist America is just... And isn't it funny? I don't know about you, but I just think it is the funniest thing to have a white guy, a pasty old white guy, sitting before Congress saying America's systemically institutionally racist, and then a black gentleman goes on, Laura Ingraham's broadcast, for example, you have black folks all over saying no, I'm not seeing his point. I just think it's, speaking of the avant-garde Dadaism, the upside down, backwards, disorienting effect of the avant-garde. Doesn't that really speak to how ridiculous this whole charade is? I don't want to get hung up on that, but to me, it's just foolish when you see that, when you have Merrick Garland saying what he's saying, of all people, Merrick Garland, Joe Biden. We can't have white privilege. Really? Are you not the poster child for white privilege if there is such a thing? Come on. This is ridiculous. It's a farce. It makes a joke, a mockery of America and Americans. But again, in all seriousness, what can we do? And I think prayer is something I want to talk about specifics. But, we'll get to that. Other calls when we come back. Stick around.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Before we continue on, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Mitchell in Tennessee. Mitchell, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Interesting time.
Are you there?
Go ahead. What's on Chris. Your mind?
Hey, Chris, I wanted to ask you, there seems to be this obvious thing when everybody talks about the bad people, the military-industrial complex, Bill Gates, the bureaucrats, the people pushing agendas, whatever be the case, there's this common element, and it's the government. None of these bad entities, none of these bad individuals, evil individuals, whatever, they never succeed. They will not succeed. They will not be able to carry out their objectives unless they can use this system called the government. Your last caller just mentioned the government, in a roundabout way, talking about Washington, D.C., is evil. I wanted to ask you a question. When we go back to, 1651, Thomas Hobbes talked about we need a government. And I think his claim was that it would be men against men, it would be dangerous, basically talking about because of the immorality of the species of mankind, a government system, a statist authoritarian government system was necessary. It would be bad, but it would be worse without it. So we're basically establishing that the humans in society are bad and immoral. If you go to James Madison, you can hear this again with his quote, if men were angels, no government would be necessary. So he's saying the same thing. We need a government because we all know men are not angels. It comes up again when you, a Thomas Jefferson quote, and once again, I'm pretty sure Thomas Jefferson was plagiarizing, but nevertheless, it sounds good. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. So once again, built into that is that because people are bad. But what I want to ask you, Chris.
That was actually Jackson, not Jefferson. So
Andrew Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay, but the point about it is that he's basically saying that we need eternal vigilance because it's a price of liberty because humans are so immoral. Now, but then I get
Jefferson,
to this quote. I'm sort of doing a comparative study
point,
of these quotes.
To your point, Jefferson in his inaugural address said, you know, sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question. That's the way Jefferson put it in one instance.
Well, when you look at the John Adams quote, this interesting thing pops up. He says, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So the question is, Chris, why would the Founding Fathers design a government system that's wholly inadequate unless you have moral religious people when everybody's saying you do not have a moral and religious people? So that's sort of like designing a motor vehicle that only works on a fuel that doesn't exist on planet Earth. So it seems like there's a fallacious or a fallacy from the very get-go of this government system. What do you say?
It's an interesting point, definitely, a valid point. But, you know, again, you know, you read these guys and Adam's saying, you know, unless we can inspire that into our people in greater measure than they have it now, like you said, you know, they may exchange their forms of government, but they may change their forms of government, but they only exchange tyrants and tyrannies. Which to me speaks to your point, and he was.
Well, what I'm saying is that the baseline of all of this is an understanding. The Bible talks about it. You know, Christ on the cross saved us from our sins. I mean, the imperfections of the human species. So why in the hell, if you will, do you design a government that's wholly inadequate based on the understanding of the human species? So it's ridiculous. And now here in 2021, as I recognized earlier, all of our problems, the CPU of all of this, if you will, is the system of government. Bill Gates is not going hands-on to force anything to take place in Africa. It really comes back to the hands-on people or the enforcement agents.
Well, it's an interesting thing, too. And to your point, you know, not even bad guys. I know people... you know, you think of the Nuremberg defense. We were just following orders. I know people, even, you know, stepping back from that in a much more sort of innocuous sense, I know people who are offended by people like Bill Gates, who are offended by, you know, COVID protocols that are nonsensical and things, basically tyrannical edicts. And these people work in government, not sort of on the front lines of those kinds of things, but they're in the system of government. And you think of, you know, at some point you start to sort of bump up against the Nuremberg defense. We were just following orders.
I think that I mentioned to somebody that maybe we should do a citizens' arrest campaign and grab up all of these. I mean, everybody says government's not legitimate anymore, which means that these people are infiltrators or imposters. I'm talking about all the politicians and senators and stuff. So let's have a new Nuremberg tribunal. I think we should do something like that. I mean, this thing's out of control. And this is the last hurrah for, well, we're gonna vote the good people into office. Well, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. I've got a list of 9 or 10 points of interest that goes to prove, we don't have time right here, to prove that this system of government is no longer legitimate based on the rules of the social compact and so forth, even using the rules of the game. You don't have a legitimate government system, which means just like the, Chris, the, what was that case? John Baddow versus the United States of America basically said that the police, the Supreme Court case, that the police are doing something that they're not allowed to do, or you have the right to use up to and including lethal force. So that's, it's pretty bad when people try to impersonate someone of great power. And this, if this government's illegitimate, then every one of these politicians are impersonating people of great power. And they're doing things on a day-to-day basis that's violating we the people. We're being violated. Which really begs the question, if the system is illegitimate and these people are merely impersonating people, let's go back of great power. They're not, they really don't have legitimate political authority. That's what I'm saying. They don't have legitimate political authority. Well, let's go back to January the 6th and ask the question, who started that? Who engaged? Who initiated the force and violence? It was the people in government. So I don't care if it was Antifa, BLM, the Patriots. I don't care who, as they say, stormed the Capitol. Who initiated the violent act? I maintain that all those people going to the Capitol did not start it. The politicians did because they're not legitimate. What do you say? What do you say about that, Chris?
Well, you know, tying back to your original point, and, you know, I would argue that it is legitimate power. It's not illegitimate. Where I was going today, and I'll get to this tomorrow, you know, Psalm 10 is sort of an example of where we are. Galatians 5 as where we should be headed. There are biblical examples. You know, Israel says, we want a king. Everybody has a king. Why can't we have a king? And God says, you have a king. Just wait. And there is the biblical model, I guess, or the example of, you know, the promise is given or made, but then it's not immediately realized. David is king as an example. You know, David is declared king and then, you know, not immediately installed on the throne. There are lots of examples of that. And so, you know, Israel says, hey, we want a king. Everybody has a king. And God says, you have a king. They were just supposed to wait patiently. And it's a biblical example. There are others like it. And I think that's
well, let's
kind
not
of,
forget, Chris, that when you talk
hold
about...
Hold on a second. Let me answer your question. So I think that was kind of the sort of the operative concept. You know, to be self-governing is rooted in this biblical concept. And what I was alluding to earlier in the context of the spiritual battle is spoken to expressly or explicitly by Paul, for example, in Romans, this battle of, you know, the flesh and the spirit. And you see examples of that in places like, you know, the story of Cain and Abel, for example. And, you know, it's again spoken to in Galatians 5. And basically, they're at enmity. They're at war with one another. They're inimical interests to one another. And I would say what we have that has risen to preeminence, I would say usurped in the orthodoxy of the Constitutional Republic, that's just my opinion, is the fleshy sort of system. And the spiritual foundation that America was founded on has been usurped. And so what I'm getting to basically is we have an opportunity as people to return to that, and we make choices, which I think speaks to your point. You know, we each individually have a responsibility, and we each individually make choices. How do we make those choices intelligently? How do we live our lives as an example, or, you know, exemplary Americans, if you will, avoiding the appearance of evil, you know, above reproach, those kinds of things.
Well, Chris, can I jump in with two more real quick points?
Sure, hold on. You know, how do we do that in a way
I don't know,
that is
and that's what I wanted to bring
of,
up.
Hold on. How do we do that in a way that's edifying to one another? And that, I don't know, you know, what you or anyone else thinks, but in my humble opinion, that is elusive. It's
It is,
almost
Chris. I mean, that's sort of like
see all kinds of
the understanding of rights.
Stuff, what,
rights are nothing unless we have
in
reciprocity
today.
In regard to understanding
listen,
of what's right and wrong in society.
Listen, so, Mitchell, listen, we don't talk over each other on this broadcast, okay? Don't do that, please, okay? I listen to you at length. That's what we do. We are respectful. We are considerate. We don't talk over each other.
I can't
okay?
hear you very well, Chris.
We don't talk over. Then get a different phone. Get a better connection.
Well, this phone's worked fine on with other talk shows.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, you're potted down. I mean, I can't. Your signal's not very loud.
I don't know what to tell you, but we don't talk over each other. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, I was trying to close because I know it's going long, and I want to close out. I wasn't trying to overrun you. I just wanted to make a point real quick because you brought the word usurpation, and it does say when a long train of abuses and usurpation is pursuing and it talks about throw off such a government and provide new guards for the future security. So maybe it's time. It doesn't say how to do it. It just says it's time to do it when the government's been overtaken with evildoers and so forth. The last thing I'll say, when you brought up the biblical the scriptures, don't forget that what Jesus did with the money changers, he didn't pray. He took action. He used force. Just a thought. He wasn't praying.
And your point is what? Your point is what in saying that?
Well, praying's fine, but what I'm saying is that Jesus was... you know, turning over tables and telling
okay,
them to get out.
So what's your point?
Talking about the money changers.
What's your point?
What do we do when we have a despotic government and we have the evil people in society are using the system of government to ride roughshod over everybody on planet Earth? What do we do, Chris? That's my point. What do we do? Asking
well,
you.
Well, you answer your own question. Are you implying that physical violence on our part is more powerful than prayer? That's what it sounds like you're implying. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that you call it physical violence. I call it force.
You call
I mean,
it whatever you want.
If you look
you
at Mark Passios, he claims that violence is who started it. I mean, what is violence? Maybe use force. I mean, people have used force all the time. I mean, if you're violated, isn't that what the Second Amendment is talking about? Using force? What are we supposed to? Are you a pacifist? Is that what you're saying? Okay, we be a pacifist. Then that's your answer. Be a pacifist and pray. That's Chris's answer. Is that your answer?
No, that's Mitchell's
Sit
word
back
salad.
And observe.
That's Mitchell's word salad.
No, it makes perfect sense.
I'm just
sense.
Trying to get to what you're saying. And you seem evasive.
Salad.
Yeah, it is. I asked you directly
I
asked, what you
I
meant
asked you.
By
I'm
what
not
you
asking
said.
Myself. I'm not looking inward. I'm asking you.
I'm asking
what is the solution
you.
To this
host.
Crisis that we find ourselves in? I'm asking you,
right.
Chris
I'm
Hinckley.
Asking
what do we
what
do?
You meant by the point that you made, and you're talking over me every time I speak. I listen to you, and you are evasive, Mitchell. Plain and simple.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. What do you mean by what you said? Jesus took action. First of all, he was God in flesh. That's, you know, different. When people say, what would Jesus do? It's not always our prerogative to do what he would do. Sometimes he's our intercessor, our high priest, our, you know,
now he's being vague.
Those kinds of things. Excuse me?
It's not always our to be like Jesus is not always our prerogative. So maybe we can
no,
be like Jesus sometimes,
did,
but not other times. Now he's being now
not,
he's speaking in vagaries.
No, that's not vague at all. That's very specific. What he did
You're not
is
good
not
at this,
always
Chris.
Our
anyway,
prerogative.
Anyway, I'll let you go.
It. Yes, you will. Bye, Mitchell. It's unfortunate that you're doing what you're doing. All you're doing is sowing seeds of discord and conflict, and that's unfortunate. You were vague. I asked you specifically what you meant by. You know, the comparison that you drew, and you were vague and you were evasive. You didn't answer the question. I just want to know what you meant by that. And that you implied that physical violence, and I guess, do we need to define terms? Because violence is a specific thing. You said force. I used the word force. Well, from Webster's Dictionary, 1828, physical force. That's violence. Definition number one. So, you seemed evasive, and I think the audience can pretty much infer what you were doing there, and that's unfortunate. That is the opposite of what we should be doing. So I guess we'll get to the rest tomorrow. Like I said, Psalm 10, Galatians 5, some other stuff. A couple of other things. Maybe I can squeeze these things in real quick. The Washington, Jefferson, and Madison Institute. Virtue, Liberty, and Knowledge. Back in 2011, J. David Gowdy wrote a piece titled No Liberty Without Virtue, with the old Virginia seal, you know, and the motto Sic Semper Tyrannis. I guess we're headed into a break, so finish that thought when we come back. Stick around, more right after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Thank you.
So, final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. You know, I'm just going to stick to the spiritual battle and the dichotomy of forces. And I'm going to, you know, speaking of what is to be done, comrades, what can we do? I'm going to just, you know, focus on that aspect of things, because I think, you know, it merits attention and interest on our part, especially, again, since we have this history in America. I'll get to that more tomorrow, I guess. But, you know, J. David Gowdy's article is his post, No Liberty Without Virtue, is interesting. It was reposted over at the Mount Liberty College website, Liberty Through Virtue. Without virtue, there can be no liberty. Without virtue, there can be no liberty. And so you have the sentiments of these guys echoed, you know, Washington, Franklin, Madison, Jefferson, Adams, Samuel Adams, John Adams, Patrick Henry, talking about this concept, and it's biblical in nature. And so the bottom line is, you know, there are all kinds of sort of parallels, but, you know, when we're operating in our own strength in this context, you know, in the spiritual battle context, particularly when we're operating in our own strength, it doesn't work out so good. You end up trying to save your own life. And like Jesus said, you know, he who seeks to save his life will lose it. And it's pretty clear that, you know, in America, the forces of righteousness seem to be losing the battle, but I think that's because they're relying on their own strength, basically, largely. And, you know, I guess as an aside, you know, as far as pacifism is concerned, that clip that we played more than once of Eric Metaxas interviewing Pastor John MacArthur is interesting, what John MacArthur said. I played that clip. We've had the conversation about Romans 13 several times recently. I've talked about the two sides of that coin. But, you know, my physical action is not the same as Jesus' physical action, I would say. You know, hopefully that makes sense. And to, you know, try to make a mockery of prayer really kind of speaks to what I said yesterday and even today, that, you know, that's what the scoffers say. What are you going to do? Are you just going to pray about it? Well, that's a lot of firepower. That's an awful lot of firepower. And I think, again, that's why the church congregants have been seriously dissuaded from gathering, or there's been an effort to dissuade them. So prayer is definitely something not to be looked down upon by any means, I would say. In addition to that, speaking of our government, I would say Exodus 18:21 is in effect. Remember, furthermore, you shall select out of all the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain. And you know, place those in leadership. That's a good place to start. It's so simple. And is that what we're doing in America? I'll get to some specifics tomorrow, but I hope it was informative. And as always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. Please pray for one another. I'll catch you on the other side.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.